When should you start collecting Social Security? Some say as soon as possible. Some say wait until full retirement age. So, who is right? In this video, you are going to meet some people who took it early, and they're going to explain why. And hopefully, you get some clarity on the fact that everyone's not the same. But take a listen and see if you relate to any of these individuals.
I was approaching 62, and I was running out of savings. So I said, I'm going to apply for my Social Security.
I decided to apply for Social Security because of my living situation, since I was already in my 60s and we were moving to a somewhat rural area. There would not be a possibility for me to earn the same kind of income that I was living in a city.
I worked in the bar business. I wanted to be able to last, like to my age now, certainly mid to late 60s before I had to start collecting to max out what I could collect. But, you know, didn't work that way for a couple different reasons.
Longevity is not in my DNA. My parents both died young, and my grandparents both died young. So I decided that I would start collecting at 62.
Well, I had a financial advisor when I left the company, and they kind of gave me some numbers that would not be worth staying around another 3 or 4 years. So I decided to pull then, and I haven't regretted that yet.
I love these stories. Many times when you think of why people take Social Security early or make financial decisions, it's said we make decisions emotionally and justify them logically. One of these cases, he took it early because he felt that he was going to die early. He said longevity wasn't in his family. He didn't mention his income. He didn't mention his investment returns. He mentioned his fear of mortality. As a financial planner, I understand that investing and making financial decisions is not always based on a number. Sometimes making financial decisions is a feeling process, and a financial planner should respect that as well. You know, who cares if you make an extra 2% if you can't sleep at night? And on the other side of that coin, we have a woman who ran her numbers and made one of the best decisions of her life. She realized that working more wasn't going to improve her quality of life, and seeing those numbers gave her the confidence to take the leap of faith, one she didn't regret.
If I had it to do over again and I had done more thoughtful research, I definitely would have waited to collect. I feel like I threw away a certain amount of money that I could have had counted on every month.
I'm a bit concerned right now about the future because I'm not sure if Social Security is going to be sufficient for me to live on.
There's a lot of different factors that go into it. It's not something that you should just sort of blindly say, I'm 62 or I'm 65, and boom, time to give them a call and let's start getting the check rolling in. In a perfect world, I would have waited to collect Social Security as long as possible.
Some people need the money right away. Some people don't. So I guess it's, you know, an individual decision based on individual needs.
Yes, I agree 100% with that last person. An individual decision based on individual needs. Not what your parents did, not what your coworker said, not what your neighbor recommended, what you need for you and your life. My heart goes out to some of those because it was really heartbreaking. It was hard to listen to some of those people who really needed Social Security. And not only did they need it, they had fear that it wasn't going to be enough to sustain them through their lifetime. You know, some of these people have to go back to work. And the reason was because they didn't prepare. They thought that Social Security was this golden safety net that they had for retirement because they've been paying into it for 10, 20, 30 years. And that's not always the case. There is a maximum. So I actually did a video on here. I'm going to put it up here somewhere for you about the maximum amount that you can expect out of Social Security so you don't get too optimistic about the type of income that you're going to receive in retirement. As a certified private wealth advisor professional, I've seen this many times. And like the video said, it differs for each client. But one thing is the same. Those who didn't plan usually have regrets about their decision. If you're questioning whether you should take Social Security and need a financial planner to help you with that decision, schedule a consultation with me by going to www.abrwealthmanagement.com and we can discuss your personal situation. In the meantime, you can check out our Social Security playlist where I have videos where I help you get familiar with the Social Security website, where we'll be filing for your benefits, and also videos to help you avoid Social Security scams. I'll leave a card somewhere here and also in the description. Also, you can check out this video here where I explain a way you can see what is the maximum amount that you can expect from Social Security. Well, that's it for me. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisor, Say the Darndest Things in My Mom's Favorite Christian Financial Advisor, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.